Today is National Homeless Persons Memorial Day. The memorial falls on or about the shortest day of each year in winter to acknowledge those who have died without a home of their own. This year, the Los Angeles Community Action Network will be using the occasion of the memorial to call attention to its report on the Los Angeles Safer Cities policy in Skid Row. The City of Los Angeles implemented Safer Cities in 2006, ostensibly in response to complaints of crime from various downtown stakeholders. Since then, Skid Row residents and their advocates say policing in the area has focused on redevelopment and removal of the poor, not improved conditions for all. A UCLA study found that in its first year, the policy resulted in 750 more arrests per month than in 2005. Of the 12,000 citations issued from September 2006 through August 2007, the majority were for jaywalking. In the first 2 years of Safer Cities policing, LA Can reports that the LAPD issued about 24,000 citations and made over 19,000 arrests in Skid Row. The LA Can survey found that in the last year, police activity in the area continues to focus disproportionately on crosswalk violations, which carry fines of up to $191. It also found that police routinely conducted background checks and handcuffed respondents while issuing violations for minor infractions. Arrests in the area were also high. 53.6% of respondents had been arrested in the previous year. As a result of arrest, 51.1% of them lost their housing, 42.2% lost their social services, and 16.4% became unemployed. My guest is Becky Dennison. She is with LA Community Action Network. Welcome to Uprising, Becky.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. So if this particular initiative has been implemented since 2006, how does the LAPD justify any kind of success? Do they say that this initiative is working?
Well, they have said the initiative is working almost from day one before they even had any way to measure it. And it depends on, you know, what you think is working. But they've made several unfounded claims, for instance, that crime has been significantly reduced, but a UCLA study countered that, saying that crime hadn't been reduced in Skid Row any more than it had been throughout the city. They claim that they're helping people, that these arrests and citations connect people to services, but as you just read out of the recent survey data, it's very clear that these arrests and citations actually remove people from housing and services and exacerbate homelessness. So, you know, they tout some success, but they can't really substantiate it. The only thing they've done is arrest and cite a lot of people, which is a success to them, but not to the community.
How can they justify disproportionately citing people for jaywalking in one part of the city versus others? I mean, essentially, they're singling out a particular area of the city and saying that we're just going to disproportionately cite people for jaywalking here, but we're not going to do that as much in other parts of the city. I mean, they may not say that explicitly, but that's what it amounts to.
Yes, that's exactly what it amounts to. And it's definitely, you know, raises questions of equal protection under the law, as well as raises questions around compliance with disability laws. And actually, there is one pending lawsuit challenging the citations, both the level of the citations and the targeting of people with disabilities. And, you know, we run a legal clinic and try to address many of these citations, but we certainly can't address anywhere near them all. And the large majority of people that come in are elderly and people with disabilities and who simply just can't cross the sidewalk to the other side of the street in time before the light starts flashing. And that's what these tickets are being issued for.
Now, I understand that there's also some evidence that the crosswalk lights are different in length in terms of how long you're given to cross the street in Skid Row than other parts of the city.
That is true. We were community members went out and measured the lights with some attorneys and found that they were well below the standard and well below the accepted standard for people with disabilities. We were actually able to get two of the main lights changed relatively recently, but that's after 4 years of these citations, and some of the crosswalk sidewalks remain unchanged.
Now, they call it the Safer Cities Initiative, but what exactly is the goal? On paper, was the LAPD's goal to essentially just reduce crime in on Skid Row?
Well, actually, that never was the stated goal. The stated goal, they said, was to create order in the community, as well as prosecute people who were preying on poor and homeless people in the area. They also said that Safer Cities would bring more services besides the police into the community, that there would be an increase in social services and other resources, which never materialized. We've had 4+ years of this level of policing. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in the police and arrest costs. And none of the other services ever materialized. And as you know, as shown in the data, the large majority of people being arrested are homeless and formerly homeless, very poor people, not serious criminals who might be preying on folks in the community.
So just to summarize then, basically you're looking at an initiative that has been that has been in implementation for 4 years now, and during those 4 years, laws have been bent and standards have been changed to an extent that criminalizes homeless people just for crossing the street, that especially criminalizes homeless people who have disabilities, and that then leads to them losing because they get citations and or are arrested. The citations are also, they also come with fines, steep fines, and so people can't pay for housing, but they also lose their housing because of arrests and lose other social services. In essence, it sounds like it's making the entire area a very, very dangerous place for a homeless person, and certainly not a safer place.
That's absolutely true. And while homeless people are the most targeted, actually housed people have been, you know, very highly targeted as well. And many of the people in the survey, as well as people we know in the community, are housed and then are caught up in these mindless arrests and citations and actually lose their housing. So these are folks who likely have been homeless or near homeless, extremely low-income folks who are hanging on to housing, and this is actually pushing people into homelessness. Mm. Oftentimes, actually, the city attorney writes letters to landlords after arrests directing them to evict people because of the arrest, even if they were able to get back in their housing and catch up on their rent and things like that.
So, wow.
We're talking about a really complicated and egregious set of practices that are not only targeting the community, but, I mean, making people's situations significantly worse.
I mean, that sounds like the kind of, you could apply the term ethnic cleansing to, maybe not necessarily ethnic, but class cleansing or something to that kind of behavior.
It's absolutely a combination of both. I mean, we're talking about extremely low-income people, but we're also talking about a community that is primarily African-American.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've been able to isolate the community and sort of have this public perception that good things are happening. And since most people in Los Angeles don't visit even downtown Los Angeles, let alone Skid Row, people, I think, believe that somehow the area is getting better. And actually, the area is getting, as you said, significantly worse. And the level of fear and intimidation and retaliation is just off the charts.
Well, finally, Becky, what sort of safety measures do Skid Row residents want? What sort of community policing would they like to see to improve their living area?
So the demands, have remained somewhat similar from the beginning. Number one, we need far less police. 110 extra officers in a 50-square-block area creates really the sense of occupation and the fear and the almost constant stops, detainments, arrest citations that we're seeing. That's number one. Number two, to try to develop trust with residents, that means that you can't be afraid of them, you can't be arresting them at these rates, you can't be profiling folks, and that would take, a lot of discussion but interaction with residents. And residents have been demanding that community policing meetings be happening in the community, and for years they were told no, and only recently this year there's been probably 3 meetings with community members. But the bottom line is that, unlike other divisions, the police just refuse to meet with residents. They only meet with business owners and other leaders across the board. So those are the two most important demands, is that there just needs to be far less police and there needs to be interaction with residents. And then the other ones are, basic demands of any community, that human and civil rights be respected and upheld so that we're not always having to file lawsuits to try to change these practices. And so, unfortunately, those are really basic and simple demands that continue to be primarily ignored.
And very briefly then, Becky, how did the press conference go today?
Well, the press conference is happening now. So there's a couple dozen residents at the police station this morning. explaining the situation in some detail, and also they'll be going in to present the report to the police commission, who's very culpable in this as well. Residents have been in front of the police commission raising these different unfair and illegal patterns and practices for a very long time with no response from the police commission, which, you know, is charged with overseeing the police, not agreeing with everything they do, but holding them accountable.
Well,
so we're going to continue to build that pressure this morning.
Becky, thanks so much for taking the time out to talk to us.
Thank you.
Becky Dennison is the co-director of the LA Community Action Network, and we'll link to their website from our site, uprisingradio.org, later today. For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, Edmund Burke once said, bad laws are the worst sort of tyranny.